Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You know what I need?
Huh? What day is this?
This is Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Let me hear your voice.
Ugh, this voice of yours is really something.
I really love the sound of your voice.
Your voice is really annoying.
God, your voice is annoying.
So which one is it?
So which is it?
Well, to each his own.
Is this the show?
That's usually what wakes me up.
Oh my God, are we these people now?
You know what else wakes you up in the morning?
What is it?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty, officially show number 2266.
Mm-hmm.
It is 6:07 Tuesday morning.
What's going on out there?
Well, I'll tell you this.
What is that?
I'm glad it happened this morning instead of yesterday. It was beautiful for the Luther King Day parade.
Yeah, it was really nice yesterday.
One of the biggest parades in the country.
I know.
By the way.
I know it. Good.
So hopefully you enjoyed that. But yeah, you wake up this morning. I came in this morning and I said, hey, what's that wet stuff out there, Carla?
I know. My hair was screaming. My skin. Oh, what is going on?
So be careful driving off to work or school this morning. I believe the school pardon is over, right? They go back to school today.
Actually, are they off today as well?
I think they go back tomorrow.
Yeah, they go back tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so.
Tomorrow.
All right, well.
So I know.
Just be careful.
Absolutely be careful.
And nobody a lot of things to catch up on with the Raiders, of course, on Saturday. God, that was a tough game to lose. Tough game to lose, but it's over, so we'll talk more about that. And then last night, the VGK, bam, 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 3 goals right off the bat.
I know.
I wake up. They couldn't score anymore?
No, apparently
all right.
Not.
We'll talk
apparently
more about that as
not.
Well and a lot of other stuff. Channel 3 weather, cloudy with a chance of rain throughout the day. Light winds at times. High in the low 60s, got 48 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, a study found that a new billionaire has been created every 26 hours since the pandemic began. Huh? Mm. Yeah, there you go. File that under stuff people who work in radio will never know anything about right there. Every 26 hours, people, a new billionaire has been created.
Well, somebody's making money off all this.
I know. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wow. Newest dating trend. It is called hardballing. This is good, actually. It's when you play hardball, let the person know exactly what you're looking for or not looking for. That way, everyone's expectations are in check. No confusion. They say this is partly because everyone's sick of all the awful other dating trends, ghosting and all of that. Now the pendulum swung back in the other direction toward brutal honesty. And the pandemic has taught people that life is short, so why waste time? This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a serious relationship, or I'm just looking to have fun. That's it.
Oh.
So just tell them up front, and there you go.
What's this called? Hardballing.
Yep, exactly.
Love it.
And researchers at Cardiff University, I do love this, found that both men and women are perceived to look better with a mask covering the lower half of their faces. And they studied people with and without masks, with a plain cloth mask, with a blue medical face mask. The study found that the disposable surgical masks, those blue ones, the most appealing. People liked those. They say maybe because they direct more attention to your eyes, of course.
Right.
But also, those blue masks seem to come across as very caring.
Oh.
And people like that. It makes them feel good about somebody who appears to be a very caring person. So there you go. I say masks forever. I'm telling you, my pictures with masks, I love them. Then I see them without. It's like, who is that? Oh, that's me?
Listen, honestly say, I am so much better looking with a mask on.
Same here, Mike. Same here. I look really hot in a mask. Take that thing off and you got Carla.
Yeah.
You just get Carla. That's it. It is Tuesday, my friends. Tuesday. Do not forget. We skipped that day. All right. A few things you should know.
Where do we even begin? Saturday, when the Raiders in the playoffs taking on the Bengals. They lost 26-19. We were talking off the air about the one controversial play.
Right.
Where the Bengals scored a touchdown. The whistle had blown. Everybody thought it was dead. A lot of people didn't know. They went to the to New York to get the official call. Touchdown.
Oh, you're talking about Dallas. The Dallas game?
No. Oh, I'm talking about the Raiders-Bengals.
I'm sorry.
Carla, you had said, do you think they, if they would have overturned that, do you think the Raiders would have won? I don't know if they would have won, but it would have swung the momentum.
Right.
And that was a killer.
Okay. Yes, it was.
It was a killer.
Yes, it was.
But you can only go to that come from behind win card.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two times a season.
Right.
But when you're in the playoffs, it's tough to do.
Of course. But it matters. I get that. It matters.
So they are done for this 10-7 season.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders went 10-7, won their last four regular season games under interim head coach.
Yes.
They have since fired their general manager, Mike Mayock.
Yeah, saw that.
So I don't think they will announce an official head coach or make that decision after they find a new GM, until after they find a new GM. I may be wrong, but...
I mean, he did an all right job. With everything that went on, he did it. Yeah, I know it.
So you got people on both sides. Yeah. Keep him. Why'd you fire him?
Right.
And the other people, yeah, get rid of him. So, and then last night, the VGK, they score three quick goals in the first period, and that was it. And then after that, Pittsburgh, five goals.
Yeah.
The last being an open netter, but the fact of the matter is, you score three goals, I'm thinking, wow.
Yeah, I can take a nap now.
Yes.
I can go to bed.
I wake up, I see the score is 4-3, and I go, what the hell happened?
Jody!
Which is completely reversed, because...
Oh, man.
Because the Penguins are usually the team that comes out right out of the gate
right
on the first period and scores a bunch of goals. And then second and third, they kind of drop the ball.
Well, they said, guess what we're doing this time, guys.
So VGK lose last night 5-3. Next game for the Knights will be Thursday night against the Canadians.
Okay.
Then they go back east, so we get some early games, and we'll see how that goes. But
good.
That's what, just catching up now.
Yeah,
with sports here in Las Vegas. So there you go. Tough season for the Raiders. And then the Knights, a tough loss. But we'll see what happens Thursday night. It was nice to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Check Facebook every once in a while over the weekend. Caught you bowling. You and Angie were bowling.
Yes, I can't believe we had never been bowling together. I don't know.
Doing the cosmic bowling.
Yes, it was quite fun and quite a little quieter, you know, when we went. We went before, you go before like the real hours, you know, when people go.
Before it's dark.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And it's in there. It seems like it's nighttime because it's cosmic
and
bowling.
It's all psychedelic and the lights.
Except for the brats that were a couple lanes over having a birthday party. It's mostly Angie and I had a great time, you know, but it was mostly, hey, are there parents here? What's going on? Why are these kids in our lane? Hello?
Right.
Move over.
We came here to have a good time.
Yes, and I did. She's almost in front of me. I said, hey, your lane. She looked at me like, oh my God.
Bowling etiquette. Don't you know bowling etiquette?
Do people not know? I'm sure you guys know. You wait. When you're walking up, you wait.
Right.
Somebody else next to you is walking up. You wait.
Yep.
Yeah.
You wait.
You yield.
Yes. But I'm telling you, the balls were slick because those lanes, whew, they were oiled up that day.
Were they?
Yeah. So I was professional, you know, and had to wipe it off with the towel. And,
put your hand over the air blower.
Yes, I was putting it. I was, too. It was like, where? There it is.
You do your big Lebowski.
I want to pick. Yes, exactly. Wiping off the ball, yes.
Now, did you have your hand brace or wrist brace?
You know what?
Or what?
I should have worn that. I didn't because I felt it. I felt it the next day. You know, when you have to use the balls and the ratchet balls that they give you to use that everybody's been touching.
And you never know what people are putting in those holes beside their fingers.
I do. I take napkins and put them in there and wipe them out first.
Do you?
Yeah, I had my wipes the whole bit. I can't. Everybody's icky.
Now, do you have your own shoes or did you have to rent the shoes?
No, but you know what? They had brand new shoes.
Oh,
it was nice. Yeah. I love bowling shoes. I got to tell you, I really like bowling shoes. They really are cool. And I always think, you know what? I'm going to get a pair. But when you leave, you look like a dope, really, if you're wearing them outside.
There's no cool way to pull off the bowling shoes.
No, it's like, I'm just going to keep them.
Now, Corey, I saw the video, so you have very good form.
Thank you. Thank you.
How'd you score?
Not great. Low 100s. I mean, I thought I was picking up spares left and right. Yeah. I think my first game was like a 129, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
They were all about, you know, right around. I think the other one was like a 121.
Okay.
You know, first ball you get up there, it was awful.
Yeah.
And there's Angie. Strike, strike. I said, okay, is this what we're doing? And then after that, she couldn't do as much. So, you know, my mom bowled. My mom was like, she loved it. She bowled for years and she was good. She had like a 169, 170 average.
Wow.
She was really good. So I always think,
you look in good shape.
Okay.
And you look fine.
Right.
And you don't hurt or anything.
No, I don't hurt today. So that's good, right?
Yeah. Channel 3 weather, cloudy with a chance of rain throughout the day. Light winds, highs in the low 60s. That's always my fear. I would love to bowl, but it's not worth the next day. It's 48 now. There's a video that's gone viral, Carla. This guy that, you know, new year, you think it's a new year, I'm going to get a new start.
New year, new you.
And maybe a new relationship.
Yeah.
Throw myself out there.
He's putting it out there.
And this guy can't figure out why he can't hook up with the ladies.
Yeah.
Here's one reason.
I guess the ladies just can't handle a man of the craft.
Sorry, guys, but my true heart belongs to Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
Oh, birthday boy.
My sick Lego bucket keeps scaring away all the chicks.
Hiya, pal. Here, check out my sick Mickey Mouse trip.
I mean, who doesn't like a guy with an industrial vat of candy canes?
Yeah, who doesn't like that guy?
That's what he says. He said he can't get a date because he has this massive toy collection.
Mm-hmm.
Just tons of Star Wars stuff, Disney, tons of that. And he thinks that's the reason that he's still single, Morty. but anyhow,
he's doing it wrong.
Is that it?
That's it.
He's doing it wrong, or is it one particular impression, Morty?
All I know in the end, he said.
So, I am lonely.
Yeah.
I am lonely. That'll bring the women screaming.
So what's he doing wrong? He's just the voices or what?
Well, the voices, that was, don't do any voices.
Yes, be yourself. Because his
Sorry, guys, but my true heart belongs to Star Wars.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got to be very honest with you. I would go out with him just because. I would be very curious. Very curious.
A curious date.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure it'd be like that other date I had.
Yeah, I'm sure.
My sick Lego bucket keeps scaring away all the chicks.
Oh, my sick Lego bucket. Unless that's code for something, dude. You don't want to put that out there.
I just want to throw it out there for guys and the women listening this morning. Have you ever gone on that date? Like yourself, Carla.
Yeah.
That right from the get-go.
Yeah.
You know that this is not going to work out.
Right. That first date.
Nothing bad. You just know.
It's just not there.
Right. And you're stuck at dinner and you got to get through dinner.
Oh.
And you're just waiting for this thing to wrap up. What was it? What was it that tipped you off? Was it a guy like this that just said, you know, he sat down and you sat down?
My sick Lego bucket keeps scaring away all the chicks.
Hiya, pal.
And your head just drops and you just go, man, I had so much hope for this date.
Yes.
What was it? Ladies, listen to this guy. Why wouldn't you date him?
I guess the ladies just can't handle a man of the craft.
Sorry, guys, but my true heart belongs to Star Wars.
Oh, birthday boy.
My sick Lego bucket keeps scaring away all the chicks.
Hiya, pal.
He does some pretty good impressions, though. Oh, I love it.
So he's wondering why he's alone. He can't pick up women. He can't hook up. And
no,
then,
he cannot.
So we just wanted to know, have you ever been on that date where with a guy like this that you sit down, and if he starts talking like that, there's a reason why he's not hooking up.
Yes.
But
yes,
have you been on that date? We all have been.
Yeah, we have. Rob said in college, I asked a girl out for dinner and to see a play, and she invited her mother along. It was so awkward. Yeah, I guess it was. Barbara said, oh my God, six cat guy that used coupons for dinner and drinks and didn't tip the waitress or bartender. Six cats. Holy moly.
So right off the bat, this is not going to go anywhere.
And he's got coupons, which we've discussed. We may have to discuss that again.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of our listeners, I met a guy for a date at a fancy restaurant. He ordered appetizers, dinner, drink, the works. During the date, he talked about himself the whole time. I couldn't even get a word in. And he started telling me he really wasn't doing well financially. I know where this is going. Was laid off 2 years ago and was really struggling to pay his bills. At the end, the check came. He said, you know what? I'll pick it up next time. There was not a next time, by the way. And he picked the place the first time. So, of course, he did.
Now, can you write that off?
I don't know.
Entertainment?
You might be able to. Yes, you might be able to. I would have.
Listen, I get it. I'm no prize. But
no,
I've had those dates.
Yeah.
Where you just sit down and right off the bat, you know.
There's just, yes.
How can I shorten this up to where it's not rude?
Right.
Or
right.
I just need to get out of this.
You know, and back in the day when we didn't have cell phones for somebody to call us and you could do the old, what? Something bad happened. Oh, no.
I have to go.
Yes. Yes.
Because a lot of women do that. Call me at this time.
Yes. You couldn't.
Right.
Back. You had to sit there the whole date. I had one of those. Do you want it? I went. You know him, Mike?
Yeah.
It's when I first moved here, and nice enough guy, and he'd seen me do comedy, and we talked, and we went out, and we just sat down. It was like, this is not, there is nothing.
Was it one thing he said, or just the way he said it?
He was kind of funny, but it was just chatter, everything going for a joke. It was exhausting. And then he walked me to my car, and he hugged me.
Uh-oh.
And he apparently had way more fun than I did because he was very happy to hug me. Very happy to hug me and show me how happy he was.
Not show you.
As he hugged me. No.
Okay.
Just
so it wasn't the lean-in hug?
It was a lean-in and move-in hug. Yeah. It's like, oh.
I like that. The move-in
hug.
Thank
you. Glad you brought your wallet. No. Oh, that's not my... Okay. All right, then.
It was a camping situation?
It was... Yes.
Oh, boy.
It was awful.
Wow.
It was just awful.
Okay, well, see? But now you can look back and laugh.
Absolutely. And he's actually a friend. So there you go.
All right.
That's... Oh, boy. Ugh.
Now that you look back.
Yes, now it's hilarious. Gracious.
Do you have a couple of more and then we'll wrap this up?
I do have a couple more as a matter of fact. Some of these are just awful. One here now, story from one of our listeners. This is from Anthony. He said, went on a Tinder date and she just kept vaping into my face at the restaurant, asking if I'm impressed by her large clouds. Okay, whatever. And this is just, I don't even know how to put this. Kathy said very early into a first date, I was asked by my date, is it that time of the month? She said, why would you ask me that? He said, well, I have this strange talent where I can always tell when a girl is, it's that time of the month. And I picked up my bag and I left immediately. Yeah.
I don't blame her.
Oh, that's a
party trick.
That's
not an opener.
No, it's not. But what a party trick, by God. Denise said, I signed up, for a dating website. I guess I use that term loosely. It was in the early 90s when you had to do a VHS tape.
Oh.
And had a date with a guy. Nice spring day. And out of nowhere, it just starts pouring. So now I'm sitting in the restaurant looking like a drowned rat. And mid-sentence, I start talking to this guy and a fly flies right into my mouth. He ran for the hills. And I
can't
don't blame
him. No, that's too bad. Well, maybe this guy doesn't sound bad after all.
I mean, who doesn't like a guy with an industrial vat of candy canes?
Yeah.
So, I am lonely.
Yeah. He's looking better each day, isn't he? Every hour.
Yes, he is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody has a story. Got some audio from a girl who got rescued up in Canada, and the people that rescued her, not very happy. And you're going to find out why. We'll talk about that in about 20, 30 minutes from now. Let's catch you up with some entertainment news. Carla's Take.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, yesterday was her birthday, of course. Betty White, it would have been. An hour-long tribute special for her is coming to NBC. It's called Celebrating Betty White, America's Golden Girl. It will air January 31st. Her assistant shared a photo yesterday on Facebook in recognition of her, what would have been her 100th birthday. It was taken on December 20th. So it's one of the last photos that she took before she passed away. And she actually looked pretty darn good. Yeah. She looked like Betty, just a little older. Good for her.
Now, did everybody do the donation thing?
I did.
Good
I actually
for you.
Donated to a couple places. There are some people out there who really spread it out, you know.
I don't know how you'd find out a total or a tally because of that.
But. I keep looking because so many people donated to so many different things. People donated to like aquatic centers, different things like that. So very cool, though, and a very easy challenge, you know, $5. Celine Dion has canceled her tour due to health issues. She's dealing with severe and persistent muscle spasms. So hopefully, you know, she will get through that and we'll be able to start again. That really, it's too bad to hear that. Chris Angel, some good news, posted a video documenting his son's journey with cancer to raise awareness. Now, his son rang the bell yesterday, symbolizing the end of treatment. So that is good. He's been going through chemo for a while. Just started right around the beginning of this pandemic, which, you know, was very tough.
Yeah.
Prince Andrew stripped of his royal duties because of his association. Yes, I know he won't be allowed to wave from a buggy and wear a crown anymore. But, he was
maybe stripped is the wrong word to use.
Yeah, I know. Yes, probably. Kanye West released a new track. It's called Easy. And in it, he threatens to, and I quote, beat Pete Davidson's ass. That's the new closer to God gospel Kanye West
that
we've
he has
been hearing
sworn upon.
About.
And,
yeah.
Okay.
Please,
isn't
dude.
He just yay now?
Yeah, he's yee. Yeah, yay. Yes. I know. I'm seeing all these concerts, like Coachella and all that. It's like, who? Oh, yeah. Oh, Kanye. That's right. Yes.
Well, if I'm Pete Davidson, I'd stay away from him then.
Yeah, Pete Davidson already looks like he has black eyes, so it won't really matter. Jeez, you're so... You're almost,
he looks like the character.
So pasty.
I know this is going to be a reach, but in the movie The Burbs with Tom Hanks,
yeah.
He looks like the neighbor's son.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the gruesome fan.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, you're going back. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Ew. Netflix renewed Emily in Paris. It, just in case you were wondering, a third season, Morty. Mm-hmm. Morty and I will be binge watching that one when it comes out as well.
A fourth season too, right?
I know they got the third anyhow, right. But yeah, I'm hoping. I mean, you know, we're pick up where they left off there in Paris. It is the most simple. I don't even know how to, but you have to watch it. You just have to watch it. It's beautiful.
By the way, Mike, it's Phil Collins' daughter.
Yes, that's Phil Collins' daughter, Lily Collins.
I mean, who doesn't like a guy with an industrial vat of candy canes?
Right?
So, I am lonely.
Oh, Lord. And thanks to
Morty and Joy.
Yes. And thanks to the NFL Nickelodeon viewers now getting used to hearing the F-bomb over and over and
what
over.
What was going on with that?
I know it. Oh, poor
kids. It's
kid.
Nickelodeon.
No, oh, geez. Oh, gosh. I know. I just pictured parents doing the old, what are you on? You want pork chops for dinner? Jeez, that is my take for now. Get caught up. Stay caught up with our podcasts. Alexa, open 96.3 KKLZ.
Listen to this story. A driver in Canada had to be saved by rescue workers after she drove on an icy over river and broke through the water. So she drove on ice over a river, thinking that's the shortest way.
Sure, why not?
With her car.
Oh, come on.
Broke through into the water And after she was rescued, the rescue people, first responders in Canada, not happy. And here's one of the guys telling everybody why.
The thing that was frustrating was we were all frantically trying to get her off, and she was on top of her car taking selfies. You know, we got her to shore, and that's why in one of the videos you see me, and I feel bad now, like we pulled her in. As soon as she was to shore, I just let go and walked to shore just to cool down because she was smiling ear to ear. And as soon as she got to shore, he said, look, you know, what the hell are you doing? And she's like, that was fun. And I don't think she realizes how lucky she is.
Oh, man.
That's Zachary King, a rescue worker up in Canada where this happened.
Oh, boy.
And, he says...
That's crazy.
She's busy. We're trying to reach her, get out there.
And she's taking selfies.
Kind of smiling.
Doing the duck face. What? I'm in water. Duck face. Hello.
Is that amazing?
Yeah.
That's like I was looking over the weekend at the, these tsunami warnings along the California coast.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but there's hundreds of people running to the beaches with their cameras to take pictures of the tsunami.
First of all, keyword there, tsunami. Mm-hmm. Why? Why would you do that? I mean, I saw Twister. They all run into the eye of the storm.
Right.
Why?
Now,
I don't get it.
I didn't see any real damage or anything by these tsunamis.
Yeah.
And I come to find out they don't have to be big 30-foot waves. They can actually be 3 to 5 feet sometimes.
Right, of course.
They should be currents.
Yes,
and they can be currents and just suck you right out.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it's people with and earthquakes and things like that. I mean, you don't...
You don't run towards it.
No, go towards the... Where are we running? Towards the cracking highway!
Jeez. Like you said off the air, when we talked about this, are we that dim?
We are that dim. Morty's like, well, in Hawaii, they do it all the time.
It's a sport.
Good to know.
You have nothing else to do because really you can't avoid it. So.
Yeah. Granted, you're on an island. I get that. You can run to the other side, I suppose.
Right.
But, yeah.
But here's the warning. If somebody's trying to rescue you and save your life, don't be taking selfies and smiling and posting.
I know. You got first responders helping you. Mm-hmm. Let them help you and move on to the next person.
Oh, my God. Well, I saw that story, and I thought about that, plus the tsunamis.
Damn.
It's a mess. It's Duran Duran. A new study says that people lose 26 days of their lives wasting time. Oh. And over half survey said that being stuck on hold is the biggest time waster. I wanted to throw it out there, and we've all been on hold.
Yes, we have.
Is there a mark that you set that you go, I will only hold this long?
Right.
Or if there you walk into a restaurant, a lot of people don't realize that Vegas restaurants don't take reservations.
Yeah.
But they'll put your name on a list.
Right.
And if they say, well, it's 5-10 minutes.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure.
But is there a time on how long you would wait for a table, how long you would wait on hold before you say, this is useless, I'm going to just try again or forget about it?
See, sometimes with hold, they fool you, though. It's like you're number, 7 in line.
Right.
Well, how long could that be? You know, it could be 5 minutes. It could be a half hour.
Or they'll say, we can text you.
Yes, I like that.
Or text us your number or whatever, leave a message, and we'll call you. But then I'm afraid I'm going to miss that call.
I have, too. And then they just give up. It's like, oh, come on. Mm-hmm. Come on, you guys. But, yeah, I mean, I've been on hold for a long time, but I think now I'll go about 10 minutes.
That's about it.
We went to a restaurant recently, by the way, half full. It's like, yeah, it can be about an hour. Where? What hour?
Why?
There, I see a table right there that we just said like a high top in the bar. Yeah, it's going to be about an hour. Really? Do I smell? What? Why?
Morty, what about you?
It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
If it's something like really important that I need, I'll wait until the phone stops.
Right.
Just cuts off.
Because you have nothing better going on.
Right.
Okay. Amazon. What?
Yeah. But like for waiting for restaurants, I wouldn't wait that long.
Yeah. No, I
or not there anyway.
A restaurant for me, like 50. If I can get to another restaurant in that amount of time, then I'll go. Mm-hmm. Then I'm leaving. 15, 20 minutes tops, then I'm out of there. That's just too long.
The Oyster Bar that's down at Palace Station, we waited 3 hours for that.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, and you know what? It was good.
Really? Were there lottery tickets in the Oyster Bar?
3 hours.
We waited 3 hours for it, and it was only because I had family in town that really wanted to eat there, and you either got
to
wait.
So did you make the reservation, go home?
There's no reservations. Show up, and if there's a spot, you sit. If not, wait.
That's way too long.
Yeah, and it snake through the casino, and you just sit there, and you take turns. You walk around, you go do something. Yeah.
I wonder what else you can do while you're waiting 3 hours in a casino. Oh, how much did that cost you that night?
For the whole thing, for dinner and everything?
Oh,
and
the
gambling? That's probably like $300.
Yeah. There you go. Just want the chowder. Can we get the chowder?
But I drank for free.
Yes, that's right.
People listening this morning, what is the longest that you'll be, that the time element you'll put on hold, or that you would wait for a table at a restaurant that you went to?
Yeah.
I mean, 3 hours.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm you know what?
I know.
I'm gone.
As impatient as I am, I know there are certain situations you're even more impatient.
I'm even worse.
Yes, yeah.
5-10 minutes.
How long?
And here's the thing. I'm that guy that will set my watch, the timer.
Yeah.
You're saying 5-10 minutes?
It's been 6.
Yeah. How we looking here? Anybody else like that? Or I'll go. I'll just go.
I gotcha.
New study says that people lose 26 days of their lives wasting time. Over half said that being stuck on hold is the biggest time waster, as well as waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Right.
When you take those, you go in. No, we don't take reservations, but we'll put your name down.
Right.
How long do you wait? What's your time limit?
Right. Boy, this is mapped out. Marianne said I called the power company. They said the hold time would be 40 minutes. Put my phone on speaker, cleaned my kitchen, finished up in about 25 minutes. Thought, well, I'll get in the shower. Finished the shower, been on hold for 44 minutes. Thought I might as well just continue to hold since I've waited this long. They answered after 53 minutes on hold. She said, I think I have too much patience sometimes, but you got a lot done. I'd be afraid to leave the phone.
After you have that much time invested?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like, I'm not going to let the system beat me.
No. Put on the headset.
Hold.
Yeah, that's right. Put in the earbuds and clean.
Guess what? I'm still here.
Yeah. Hello. And you do that once in a while, too. Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Just to make sure.
Hello?
But Morty waiting 3 hours. Ron, what about you? How long do you wait?
5 minutes tops.
That is it, huh?
You're more like me than Carla.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have no patience. There's too many restaurants in town.
And good restaurants.
Yes, true.
Right, yeah.
All right.
Gotcha. Being a local, get away from the strip.
But then you keep going to those restaurants, and it's that old thing where it's like, well, we could have just waited, I guess. I'm just driving around now.
No, we can't.
And we've got to prove a point, don't we, Ron?
That's the thing.
I'm not going to sit and stare at people all night.
That's
the principle of the matter.
Yes.
Exactly.
Steve, what about you?
Waiting in line at a restaurant, maybe half hour tops, just depending on how hungry I am at the moment. But on the phone, 15 minutes tops and I'm done. Yeah.
So when Morty was waiting 3 hours at Palace Station, you would have bailed after about what, the first 45 minutes?
Oh, easily. I don't care how good or how hard my family. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
I know.
After that, I'm hungry. 3 hours.
I hope that oyster went home with you, Morty, and did all sorts of things to you.
Carla, I'll tell you this. If you and I were with Morty waiting for the, 3 hours?
Yes.
We'd end up like that Seinfeld episode.
I feel like just walking over there and taking some food off of somebody's plate.
I'll tell you what. There's $50 in it for you if you do it.
What do you mean?
You walk over to that table, you pick up an egg roll, you don't say anything. You eat it, say thank you very much, wipe your mouth, walk away, I give you $50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Morty, I know you love the sushi, but here's a woman who took advantage of the all-you-can-eat sushi. 32 rolls of sushi. Now, I don't know if that's a lot. I don't eat sushi.
Ooh, that's a lot of sushi. Right,
yeah,
there.
It is.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
After the binge, she was rushed to the hospital with severe stomach pains, acid reflux.
Good. And mercury poisoning.
Yeah.
Jeez.
How many?
32?
32 rolls.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Is that a lot?
Yeah. Each roll has, like, what, between 8 and 10 pieces of sushi?
Oh, okay. That's what you hack up, and then you have those little...
Well, you're talking I'm wondering if she, are you talking the rolls?
That's what I'm assuming.
Well, that's what it says. She ate 32 rolls.
So
that's
right. So one whole roll is like 8 to 10 pieces.
Wow.
But that's what I'm wondering if she, yeah. Okay.
Well, I hope she's okay.
It's a lot. Jeez.
I don't think Morty would ever do this, but somebody did. Spent like $13 to order one bottle of Fanta on DoorDash. Now, this is in South Carolina.
Okay.
TikTok shows the video has gone viral. Restaurant in South Carolina getting a DoorDash order for one 16-ounce bottle of Fanta. That costs $2.49.
Yeah.
So for people who do this, you understand. Now, the delivery cost up, it went for $13.05. $2, $2.50 for the Fanta.
Right.
$7 delivery charge. $3 service charge.
Yeah.
A 37-cent tip.
37. Good. Just round it up, I guess. Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God.
20 cents tax. And the cost of convenience,
20 cent tax, that's nothing. Jeez. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So, I sent somebody out of Michigan, Detroit, that Werner's ginger ale is popular. And a friend of mine, you know, on the East Coast said, God, I wish I could get it out here. I said, well, I'm going to send you some. Oh, my God. It's almost impossible to send it to anyone. So I had to finally get a store in Michigan, in Detroit, to send it on. A case, 12 of them. It ended up costing me like $60 to send somebody Werner's. Yeah. It's like, you better enjoy it and make it last.
You were out here.
Yeah.
And where were they?
In New York.
In New York. Yeah. Okay. So I get that.
Right. I know. But yes, that's crazy.
But if I'm sitting down in South Carolina on the porch doing laundry.
Yeah. That's just nuts.
And need a Fanta.
Yeah, I really need. Whoosh, yes.
I shouldn't laugh. I did that with iced tea.
Fanta.
You did?
Yeah.
How much did it end up costing you?
Well, I ordered 8 iced teas from McDonald's because their iced tea is actually pretty good, but there's a certain limit, and then you have to pay the delivery fee, and then you have to tip.
Yeah.
And it ended up costing me about $24.
Hey, Morty lives in
and they're
truck
a dollar.
Now.
Yeah, they're like a dollar each. So.
And for those wondering, this is the same guy that drives his car to the mailbox.
My. Yes, exactly.
30 yards away.
Yeah, well, you need a little extra iced tea.
But it wasn't just for one drink. It was for
of course.
Oh my gosh! Wow. Okay.
These were extended circumstances.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, Elton John was arrested for a DUI driving a Lamborghini in Virginia last week. Yes, not that Elton John, a 33-year-old guy named Elton John.
Uh-huh.
And he was a mess. Someone saw him just swerving between lanes. First of all, you see a Lamborghini doing that.
Yeah.
They said the police finally caught up with him after 911 was called. They said his eyes were glossy. He could barely speak. And they caught up with him. He pulled into a roller skating rink parking lot. Guess he thought he was going to, I don't know, have a little fun. Who knows? Yeah. But he was charged with DUI, obstruction of justice, all sorts of things. He's in jail right now.
Good for him.
Elton John.
Yeah.
Who did that to you? Who did that to you? And I just wanted to let everybody know that the dawn of humanity got pushed back this week.
Oh.
The earliest human remains ever found were thought to be 200,000 years old. Well, guess what? They think that this person is now 230,000 years old.
There's always somebody.
I know. I know.
Just when you thought.
I know. I know. Lying about your age, weren't you? Weren't you? Uh-huh. What is that? Botox? Early Botox? Is that what that was? Yeah. So just so everybody knows, apparently the dawn of humanity. Way before we thought. It is Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every every show. A little bit of good news. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Hopefully it'll start your workday off on a little more positive note. What? And they should make it to the Bahamas sometime this month. Their charity is called FOAR, F-O-A-R from home, FOAR, which is a play on words they came up with combining far and or and the number four. They've already raised over $700,000.
Wow.
That is quite an adventure that they are taking to raise awareness and raise money. Yeah.
Isn't there a shorter distance between Spain and the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Maybe like Spain and Greenland or something.
Isn't there a bigger ship? that's a...
Think about what you're going to do today.
Yes! And what they are doing until now, that is getting to the Bahamas,
right.
Okay? That's
all right. Well, good for them.
Woo.
And good luck.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, listen, if you have a feel-good story, go ahead and submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. We are back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m., so do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.